Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What time that game end last night? It was late.
The game was quick.
Well, yeah, but the game didn't get started
until
late.
2 hours, 17 minutes. My type of baseball, baby.
I think they started at 9:20 was the attempted restart time, so I 11. If a game falls in the woods and no one's awake to see it,
did anybody do a hand count? Somebody at the end had to have done a hand count just to brag to their friends, like I'm one of this many people still in the ballpark.
Those people are probably asleep right now. If they were still in the ballpark last night,
unless they pulled all nighter. Sometimes you're looking and you go, I got no responsibilities tomorrow.
When you were young, did you do that? Like when you had responsibilities, like when you were young, did you go to work the next day after like an all nighter, like kind of hair of the dog it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. There were some of those, and that was obviously before the radio show, before we did the show together.
Yeah.
Once we did the show together, we had some notable all nighters. One was obviously the night after they won the championship, the Cavs won the title. Also Game 7 of the World Series was an all nighter show. If there's any evidence of that show, that was an all-nighter. That was the Charlie Sheen night where I was in the we shared a VIP booth after the game because I'm like, what's the point of going home now? What is the point?
No, like, there's none.
I got invited to something cool. I'm just going to see where this goes, and maybe it's good for the radio. And then nothing happened.
Well, because
like, I don't
a
have
point.
A crazy Charlie Sheen
yeah.
story. It was like, yeah, I was with Charlie Sheen, and these girls we were with were like, this isn't cool that he's here. Like, because remember, I think that his...
They didn't think it was cool that Charlie Sheen was there?
No, because I think there was a story about a diagnosis of his.
Oh, that's right.
Here's me thinking, oh, what's going to happen in the crazy... And it's like, oh, no, Charlie Sheen's sober. He's not even drinking. I would love to lie and add on to the story. Because I think it would have messed with the medication that he was
on. But you don't want to get caught in a lie about something like that.
No.
That's why you just tell the truth.
No.
It's the same thing with Tom Berenger.
The story sucks. I had the most normal night with Charlie Sheen, maybe in the history of nights with Charlie Sheen.
Probably since he was a child, you had the most normal
yes.
night of Charlie Sheen's life.
He would have been more fun at age 12 than he was at that night.
Because at least you would have been cow-tipping or throwing eggs at houses or something like that back in the day. Like, there was nothing that happened other than you just stayed up all night. Maybe you could have done it. I remember one time when I went to a Tom Petty concert, and I was this is back when I was unloading trucks. I went to Tom Petty, time of my life, and I'm unloading trucks the next morning, and I mean, I'm starting to hit the wall of, and I'm like, why did I bother? I don't care about this job. Why did I bother? Of all the days I've called off, I've called off for so many stupid things. Why did I bother coming in
you
this
were
morning?
Free falling.
Of all, I was free falling that morning. Yes, I wish I was learning to fly. I should have went to the bathroom and brought something with me to go learning to fly for the rest of the shift because I was dying. And I'm going, why did you bother coming in? I could hear my heartbeat in my own head, and I'm like, why would you do this? That was the only time I really regretted it. Other than that, like I've had a couple of shows here, but it's just because like I couldn't sleep. Nothing fun. Except for the 2016 one. The 2016, I didn't go to sleep. Came in, did the show. But that was adrenaline. If we win one this June, I will stay up all night and we will come in and do the show.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes. So we have that going for us. We'll get to more of that coming up here in a moment. So the game was until forever last night. And it was one of the this happens once or twice a year and we all get mad about
it. Well, what was first pitch supposed to be?
6:10.
Yep. So there was a 3-hour 3-hour delay.
Yes. Correct. Meisel took a picture of the sky. It looked like the sky in Ghostbusters 2. It looked bad. It just didn't rain. And it's the same argument every year because it's becoming a it's become a tradition. I remember one time when I was a kid. Did you ever go when you were a kid and they did it? Because one time I went as a kid and me and my dad were standing there going, why are they not playing the game? There is no rain. Well, there's the threat of rain. Yeah, but the rain isn't here. So you're telling us there's a threat, but there's no rain. Why can't we just start? And it's like, well, the pitchers and this, that, and the other. And listen, at this moment, they won last night 2-1. I'll take anything I can get. Kyle Manzardo hit the home run. They had 3 days of listless. Well, 2.5 because they won the early game on Saturday. But Sunday and Monday, they had it. Well, no. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday. Yeah, Sunday, Monday, they had 2.5 days of listless baseball. Of just kind of walking out there and throwing the ball around and getting hammered. I'll take anything. So they won the game. I'm fine. I don't know if they won it because of it. I'll take anything. I don't care. But it does bother the people that go to the game that, hey, it didn't really. It was a monsoon at my house. I'll tell you that. I guess you guys didn't get anything.
We got some rain. We got a beautiful sky beforehand. And, you know, I kept looking going, man, is it going to miss us? Because I had the big debate at home. Kenny, you've heard me on the phone the last few nights. The big debate about whether to water the lawn, water the flowers. And I'm like, well, I can't water the lawn. That would just be irresponsible with this huge storm that's coming. And I kept thinking, if the Guardians are not playing and they have the sophisticated Doppler radars, they have all the technology, I'm going to just... I used to just text meteorologists. I'm like, that's very needy. I'm not going to do that anymore.
I did that yesterday. Well, I stopped by and I asked Dante Jones. I go, we're playing in Stowe at 6 o'clock. He goes, I don't think you're playing in Stowe at 6 o'clock. Sure as hell, we were not playing in Stowe at 6 o'clock.
Well, called down by you, it looked like an hour earlier. Massive wreck.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. Because right as they called it, I was at my house. I go, hey, this is one of those weirdos. We're going to get there, and we're going to start throwing the ball around, and then it's going to storm, and I'm going to feel like I wasted a trip. Even though Stowe's not that far away, I was like, I don't want to deal with this. And then they called it, and right as they called it, it was like Poseidon himself showed up in the cul-de-sac, and it was a mess. Give a call to KC Roofing. I'll talk about them later. At least they won the game. The Guardians, I know that you're probably not happy that they didn't start the game till late. The Twins folks were not happy that they started the game late. They were upset. The radio call, this is from a man named Chris Atterbury, who was talking about the delay. This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network last night. Here's go ahead with hole number one.
And so sometimes I think we have this technology and we are beholden to it, and it's not right all the time. We've mastered a lot of things. We haven't figured out the weather yet. And so I wonder if maybe we would have been better off with zero technology tonight, saying it's a beautiful night, let's play baseball, and then 2 hours, 25 minutes in, we would be wrapping up the ball game, and then they could tarp the field and we could all go home before it rained, if it ever does.
You almost got the game time right. It was 2:17.
But you know what happens?
Wow.
Don't you just assume that had they have played baseball, it would have rained? It would have brought the rain on.
That's why maybe you should just start playing the baseball so you actually get the rain, because it's a bigger inconvenience to not play the game and then to have it not rain.
Well, they both suck. Either they take care of the fans or they take care of the players in these situations, because, you know, what they don't want to ever do is have your starter go out there, throw an inning of baseball, and then a 3-hour delay, because then you're done.
Yeah.
You're done with your starter. But in this case, the fans got screwed.
But let's call it what it is. We needed a good outing. Tanner Bibee ended up having a good outing.
He did.
I mean, you end up going seven innings. You didn't even throw 100 pitches in the outing last night.
Here's the question. If you are a fan, would you rather game started on time, got it in, but you lost? Huge delay.
Well, you got to win. You got to want to win.
Not if you left the game. You don't care, do you? 162.
Oh,
well,
you went,
I think we have ourselves a poll.
That's I'd
the
love
one
to know.
Thing that sucks for those people that went, that had tickets. It's a Tuesday night, but still, you didn't. At least with the rain out, they give you a make good on it. Right?
Well, make good for yesterday.
Here's Chris Atterbury of the Treasure Island Baseball Network on such a situation.
look, it's an inconvenience for us, you know, in our broadcast and whatnot. It is truly fans. Beyond an inconvenience for the fans that are here.
Sure.
They paid their money. They came downtown. They're looking to have a special memory. And there's been no explanation given them. They're just expected to just sit there and watch an empty field in perfect weather for 3 hours, 2 hours. And let's be honest, our game is struggling, right, in a lot of respect. And what you don't want is some 8, 9, 10-year-old kid who's here today, and this was their one chance, and they came in to see a game. How was the game? Oh, it stunk. I sat there for 3 hours, and they never played. You want that boy or girl to have a great time, and you want to give them a reason to want to come back, and I don't think they've done that tonight at all, as now it is beginning to drizzle a little bit here, and some of those incredibly patient and loyal fans are moving up onto the concourse.
Well, for a second, I thought he didn't care, because I'm like, I know a lot of play-by-play guys. You want to go drink beer, and you're upset that you can't go drink beer after the game. And then he said what he said. I go, okay, this guy actually does care that this game has not started on time. He's upset. You're talking about 8, 9-year-olds.
Now he's doing a Bob Costas commentary at the end. What radio network was he on again?
Oh, my God.
The Treasure Island radio.
It's on the Ken Burns radio network.
The Sands Hotel and Casino. The Tropicana. I'm thinking of the old Vegas signs.
The Flamingo.
Aces High with Chris Atterbury.
Okay, so I do wonder if you had your ticket, you went to the game and didn't see one pitch, but they won. Maybe it was while you were sleeping.
You want to win.
Compared to, I went to the game, I took my kid, we stayed 7, 8, 9 innings, and they lost. What would you rather have?
The people who went to the game would rather see the game, because then you feel like you're out of money. They played the game. So if they would have postponed, it's like, all right, I get a rain check later and I get to go to the game. Now you don't get to go to the game. They got the game in. You weren't there. Played in the middle of the night. Again, I don't know why. It's a divisional opponent. Are they not going to be back? I would imagine the Minnesota Twins are coming back to Cleveland at some point.
I think you only get 2 series a year. Some you used to get 3.
Yeah, but...
But they said, I mean, they played the... They're scheduled for 6:10 tonight anyway, so... They could have double-headed it today.
Yeah, it's like,
we just did one of those. Kind of feels like that's why the last couple games went the way they did. So maybe it's the home team, because the home team's the
whatever.
One. It starts with the team going, hey, we've got some weather, and then MLB steps in.
I'm glad they ended up winning anyway. But I bet a lot more people are going to agree with you on that thing than I thought. Because it's like, okay, we got to get a win. And I wasn't going to the game last night, so I definitely just wanted to see a win. I didn't get to see any of it then. You wanted to see a win. I think that a lot of people probably would have like, all right, I paid, I came here, came downtown, parked, the whole deal. Why can't I see the game? I think they probably would have read. I'd be surprised if it were over 60% that said that they were just happy that they won. Unless all those people are voting at home and that's it. They just stayed at home. That's the only one I could see of it. But I'm glad that Tanner Bibee had 7 innings.
But then you wonder,
this terrible two-and-a-half-day stretch was brought to an end.
It's funny when you're just getting crushed in the games you lose and win by one. You're the run/point differential loser, but you're winning the games. You have a chance to win the series. I do wonder, did the game go fast because the baseball players waited that entire time and wanted to get the game in? Did that guarantee that you're going to get a quick game?
I think it tends to go quicker because of that. More on the Guardians later on. Cavs play the Pacers on Sunday. Pacers won last night.
We're ready to roll, and it did not look like that was going to be the case at all.
No, I was surprised. I was really surprised.
Two different periods of this game, late in the fourth, it looked like Milwaukee was going to win. Then it looked like Indiana was going to win. They go to overtime, and then in overtime, Milwaukee, and I was dialed in, Kenny. I was doing my scouting reports, as you know. Milwaukee was up 7 with 40 seconds to go in overtime. They did not win the basketball game. An incredible turn of events.
Well, I think that there's a lot of big picture conversations that are starting here about the Milwaukee Bucks, which we'll get into in about last night. I am happy, I guess, that we have ourselves an opponent. I'm just surprised that this thing went the way it was, because I'm watching last night and I'm going, oh, my goodness, Milwaukee's going to make more of a series of this. They don't have Dame Lillard, so I figured that was it. But I'm going, man, Indiana, like, how do you not put your foot on their throat after they lose Dame Lillard for the rest of the season? For all we know, maybe the rest of Dame Lillard's career. And I was getting ready for hot takes about Indiana and how the Cavs are the serious team.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cavaliers had a chance to put their foot on people's throats, and they did so in fantastic fashion on Saturday and on Monday. And this, I thought for sure, that I was going to be able to say something different. Milwaukee, they've been champions before. There's guys who are still on that championship team, notably Giannis, who are going to come out there and have a great fight of it. And they made a great fight of it, and they did. But I was really surprised. I go, man, it's such a downer. The internet is bawling their eyes out over Dame Lillard. And I felt that it was time for them to step on their throat, and they didn't do it. And then they ended up winning in the end. But do I take anything? I know we got 30 seconds. Do I take anything away from that about the series, from that moment in particular, about the series coming for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I would just say the Pacers are pesky. They have firepower that Miami Heat clearly don't have. They got guys coming off the bench that can help. Last night, T.J. McConnell had some huge minutes for them. I still expect the Cavs to win in five games. Maybe, if they don't shoot well, push to six. But I have a hard time believing that the Pacers can beat the Cavs. I'm a little overconfident, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, Indiana has been a pretty good team since January. Like top five, I think, in some of the big categories. But they're not as good as the Cavs. They don't have what the Cavs have.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, we got to get to these sounds here in a second, but I am frustrated by the fact that Milwaukee melted down last night against Indiana. We have to start it here because I'm so frustrated because the Cavs don't get as much rest now. The Cavs are going to get rest. They're going to take on a Pacers team that was exhausted, and now they're going to play on Sunday against a team that I'm a little bit worried about now going to the weekend.
Okay, but Kenny, Owen, can we chalk this under day two of fake Mitch outrage?
Yeah.
It's not fake outrage. No, I'm worried.
You've been actually, fake outrage two days in a row.
In my cell here, I've tallied off another one.
I want to hear you actually two. Outraged. Get outraged.
How many days since real outrage from Mitch?
It's... I don't know. When
Mitch, I don't think you sold that one very well.
Yeah, you're terrible when you're fake outraging.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, we don't even know necessarily that... Like, the Pacers could have lost last night, and I don't think it would have necessarily changed when the Cavs would play. I mean, they still might have played on Sunday, right?
They would have played on Sunday, but Indiana would have been less rested than they are going to be now.
Yeah, but then we would have had the debate about, oh, which team is more in rhythm? The Cavs haven't played in a while.
I'm a little rusty.
Plus, Cavs hadn't played real game. I mean, the Heat were not. They're now being called one of the worst playoff teams in recent memory.
Darius Garland hasn't played for a month.
Yeah.
Mitch is so mad, you guys.
I'm sorry. I'm not yelling and screaming at 6:22 in the morning. 28, rather.
Okay, they'll just start their days with someone else who actually can get excited about something at 6:22 in the morning.
I'll tell you, it was yelling last night around 8 o'clock last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Pops Halliburton. This is what Tyrese Halliburton calls him, Pops, in the post game. This is both from Giannis and Tyrese yesterday. There was a bit of a scuffle at the end of the Pacers' win yesterday against Milwaukee. Giannis, this is what he had to say about his interaction with Tyrese Halliburton's dad.
You know, having somebody's dad, which I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for his son, and I'm happy that he's happy for his son. That's how you're supposed to feel. But coming to me and disrespecting me and cursing at me, I think it's totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable, okay? But it's not respectful. I talked with him at the end, and I think we're in a good place.
By the end of it, this was such a crazy, because we already said they blew the 7-point lead in overtime.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
They had a lead in regulation that Halliburton had a game-tying layup with 1 second left. So there are two different instances where this game should have been over. The game ends, and obviously Indiana is out on the floor going nuts. They haven't had the type of success. Like, they haven't won a championship. So this was a huge deal to them, again, to get back to the Eastern Conference semis. And then front and center is, you said Pops. His Twitter handle, his X handle, is Papa Halliburton. That's a whole nother thing. Like, and your kid has a chance to be really good at something.
That's baby Gronk territory. That's honestly.
Why did you switch it so quick?
Well, I just want to make yours is older and really good at wrestling.
Yeah.
If your kid has a huge name, let's say your kid goes on to be the.
And also, this sport becomes something that people care about.
Danny Lottman.
So a lot of things
people
have to happen.
People care about that sport. Yeah,
okay. Are you going to change your social media handle to be clearly in deference of your son?
Well, it depends. Depends if that's the only thing I've got left to cling on to in my life.
Well, maybe that's the case for Halliburton.
Now, here's the thing, Owen. Your kids may not defend you if you go way over the line in the future.
Well, in wrestling, he better start suplexing some people.
As Tyrese did last night in regards to the incident.
You know, as far as the incident between Giannis and my pops, I had no idea it happened until I got to the back and was showed the video. Me and my pops have talked about that, and I don't agree with what transpired there from him. I think that he just, you know, got excited, saw his son make a game winner, and came on the court. We had a conversation, and, you know, I think he just needs to just allow me to just play basketball, stay over there. I think it's the emotions of the game just got excited there. I'll talk with Giannis eventually about it. Just, you know, I don't think that my pops was in the right at all there. And, you know, everybody's grown men, and, you know, we'll just go from there.
Okay, they had to be broken up twice. This went on for like 8 minutes. They wanted to get to the Celtics game, but they couldn't on NBA TV because this was still going on. And then...
Wait, Tyrese and his dad had to be broken up?
No, his dad and Giannis.
Oh.
Yeah, Tyrese didn't know what happened.
They were up in each other's face. The Miles
Where
Turner
was
over there.
Where was brother in this whole thing? And right. Why was Thanasis? He not out there?
And the Jokic brothers were out, you know, with the Clippers. So they had to worry about that. I do love that the family members are prominently involved. But in this case, like, you could read Giannis's lips. You couldn't really tell what Halliburton was doing, a lot of finger pointing, the dad. Giannis, at the very end, after a very heated exchange, you could see him mouth, "I love you," and, like, put his hands out like he was praying for
there
him.
There it is, yeah.
So bizarre.
This is bizarre.
So are we going to have this issue in Cleveland on Sunday? Is anybody selling their ticket to Papa Halliburton?
I hope so.
What do you say to your dad, Owen, in this situation?
Oh, he's dead.
Well, I can't ask his dad, obviously, so I had to ask you.
Well,
I
think we could. That's the even
well,
more cruelty
to it. Well, I think if your dad showed up, I'd go, where the hell have you been the last 30 years?
Gary's a part of the show. Bring him in. Ask
my dad? My dad cussed out Nick Wilson just last week.
His name is not Gary.
Oh, Gary Spinell.
You're talking about my dad, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what would Gary Spinell say? Gary Spinelli had a chance to cuss out everybody.
He's an administrator. He wouldn't allow any of these shenanigans.
He's only outbursted at somebody one time, and I cannot say it on the air.
Remember, when you get to the district finals,
can't you say it on the air?
Because it's not meant for the air.
They pull out the rope on the basketball
floor.
Why
even tell the story? Not on a piece of paper. Now I'm going to be wondering who your dad yelled at on the air. Who did your dad yell at on the air?
Some Northwestern fans during a 2014 game against Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Let them have it.
What? So were they yelling at you? The Northwestern fans?
They were very annoying. We were sitting near the Northwestern section, and Northwestern gave them a game, and they were frustrated the whole night. We won, though.
Well, this is football.
Yes.
Yeah. You beat Northwestern in football. When's the last time they lost to Northwestern in football?
1947.
Mitch is on it.
So, yeah, you probably knew that because you were looking it up and arguing with him, which is fine. I'm down with that, too. What did he say to him?
He said, there's this guy.
Did he say, hey, enough of that?
He said something with a few more choice words.
Wow.
Dad broke
out the F-bomb.
There was this guy who was like drawing high fives from all the other people in the crowd. He was obviously drunk, and one Ohio State made a game-clenching play. He's like, high fives all around. Then choice word.
Wow. Okay, you can take the guy out of Straws Vegas. You can't take the Straws Vegas out of the athletic director.
What I want to know.
As all Twin Cities, my friend.
Will Papa Halliburton have a courtside seat? More importantly, Caitlin Clark, will she be coming to Cleveland for these games? She had a nondescript sweatshirt on. And it didn't look like they had her in a suite. It looked like she was in the last row of the lower bowl, just sitting there by herself. Looked like she just walked in there like, do you want to be a seat filler?
She's trying to watch games, man.
Yeah, she was.
She probably plays the markets and goes, that's a good deal right now. I'm going.
I'm going to pounce.
Yeah, she's a basketball person. She wants to watch the game. She is not interested in your foolishness and goofballness.
All right, I got to skip through some of this here. Did you guys see yesterday Shedeur Sanders posted on his Instagram him walking into Browns Fit, not the Browns facilities out in Berea, it seems.
My old gym, Mitch.
Yes, they're now near the flats.
Now
I believe that's the one location, right? The other one's in Berea.
Yeah.
So I saw that, and then we see him later on posting videos of him in like a grassy, farm-like field in Northeast Ohio.
He's on a grassy knoll.
I don't know where he is or what he exactly was doing. I think he was like getting some sprints in.
He was running the hill.
Who's the second cameraman?
You remember the late, great... You remember the late, great Walter Payton used to run the hill. Remember that? Now Shedeur Sanders is going to get his teammates out there, and they're gonna run the hill.
There were a lot of people that were like questioning why he went to Browns Fit instead of the facility.
Oh, let me ask you something. Where's Dylan Gabriel? Is this a competition or not? Boom. Right now, who's got the edge? 216-474-0092.
Has to be Shedeur Sanders.
Dylan Gabriel's at an Onyx out in Westlake.
Okay.
Bumping Sexy Red on his AirPods.
He's at a Bally's Total Fitness.
Get me into it. I got him. Good luck getting out of that contract.
It's still technically a TV network, too.
That's right.
Is it?
Yeah,
when I was in Florida. There's one in Atlanta, I think.
Did your mom ever go to Bally's?
No.
My mom went to Bally's, and I was in the daycare center at Bally's Total Fitness. You were doing time, man. It was a bizarre place. It became Lord of the Flies in there.
You're just gone and forgotten.
I was like, what am I doing? Like, you're placing this thing, and I'm like, I don't know who this person is.
What's a better alternative? It's July, it's 90 degrees, leave your kid out in the car, or do we want to leave them in Bally's?
Mom would go to Bally's with my aunts and go work out, quote unquote, and then... Go get me out of jail. Go get me out of kids' jail.
Here's some Legos.
And then I would get in the car, and immediately her and my aunts would just pull out their cigarette cases and start firing away on darts. That's for the 90s, buddy. You don't know nothing about that, Mitch.
I was born in 97.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about 93.
And went,
being cognizant for it, Mom.
And then they had card night, and it was off to Pinochle.
Yep.
I know 93. I know Joe Carter. I know Jurassic
Move
Park.
On. Move right. on.
Yeah,
right.
we're out of time,
you weren't
Mitch.
Alive. Go.
That's it. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding. Good stuff. You made me think. You made me laugh. You made me cry. You made me want to ask for more stories about Gary Spinell. Taking it to the people at Northwestern. I like that. Getting into it with Chicago people. I got to admit, man, the Steelers, they took a bunch of players I love. So I all of a sudden can't start saying a bunch of nasty things about the Steelers. More on the Pacers series that's to come on Sunday. More on that coming up at 7 o'clock. So we're going to play a snippet of audio I'm in a weird space here because so we talked about this. How long ago was this? Like 6 weeks ago, this ProMat conference?
This was when you were in Disney, I believe.
Okay.
When the conference actually took place.
So there was a ProMat conference, which is a what? An analytics conference, Anthony? Is this like the one of the
it's
big ones?
It's a logistics conference.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
It's the big daddy of them all, they say.
Yeah. Okay. So Deion Sanders was one of the keynote speakers there, one of the people. And according to this, Marshall Green on Twitter, he had said that they were praying for the Giants to take his son, Shador. But Deion said that that was a lie. Deion himself tweeted that that was a lie. Everybody else called this.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Guy liar. Then yesterday, is this yesterday this audio came out?
I believe so, yeah.
So apparently there's a video. Guys, the video like cuts away. I don't even know if it's real. Can I just say this before we even play it?
Yeah, put your stamp of legality on it.
Because I don't know what's real anymore.
Well, no,
I get
think
on
it's
Instagram,
probably smart to
guys.
Say,
we
have no clue if this is a real thing or this is
like
generated.
We just
or what.
Have to say this.
But Mitch made the call that we have to play the
but
audio.
He did say you must play it, and if you don't,
I'm telling you guys right now, it's a matter of time before somebody who's an athlete or somebody in sports has something waged against them on an AI trick. I mean, you get on Instagram now, and it's all AI videos. So we're only, I'm telling you, like in the next year, there's going to be something that's like, no, I didn't do that. That's AI. Yes, he did. No, I didn't do that. That's AI. I'm telling you right now, scares the bejesus out of me. So apparently Deion had said that they were praying for the Giants to take his son. So I don't even know if I want to play it, but I guess I'll take it with a grain. Do we want to play it? Do we want to play it or do we not want to play it?
Well, I think as long as we say we have no clue if this is actually legitimate.
I don't know if that counts.
And again, if it doesn't end up being legitimate, it's on Mitch because he implored us to play
Mitch
the clip.
Spinell.
I don't want to get Mitch in trouble.
Well, that's the whole thing. He stuck his neck out on the line
that's
for this clip.
Mitch is willing to take the heat.
Then I really don't want to play it. I'm
then
serious.
He tripled down oddly before the show. And it was like, dude,
he
we get it. You know
what?
We get it. Play
you
the
know
clip.
What? He said you will play don't it. Play that. Play the Boomer Esiason clip. Because I know that that's real. Boomer Esiason, he said that teams took Shador Sanders off their boards for one specific reason. Hit it.
Daddy from, no. If I say that,
this is not the clip.
Cleveland? Lord, thank you. What'd you say?
Cleveland.
We're praying for the Giants right now. Yes, we are.
Yeah. Boomer sounds a lot like Deion.
Okay,
it
damn it. We'll get to the Esiason clip in a bit. Damn you. All right, I don't care if it's real. I don't care if it's fake. Let's call it what it is. Whether he said or whether he didn't say it, if he did say it, if he did feel that way, I'm sure he probably did. I would imagine he did. Let's call it what it is, guys. It has become a tradition that players have not been too thrilled about being taken by the Cleveland Browns. I remember Matt Miller some years ago, I heard from three other guys out of the possible top 10, they don't want to go to the Cleveland Browns. Like, yeah, no bleep. No kidding. That's part of it. It's up to the Browns to change that. I can only defend so much. Like, when you come to Cleveland, like, yeah, we have a tendency to dig our hooks in you. There's a lot of guys who have come to Cleveland, and they thought it was going to be a stop in their life, and they blink, and they're here 25 years later. I mean, sorry, look at Peterlin. Peterlin did not plan to stay in Cleveland his entire career. Guess where he's going to stay? We got you. I'll call it what it is, Tone. So we have a tendency to do that.
I tried to leave many times.
He did. He's from here, and he tried to leave.
Man. I had that meeting in L.A.
It is on.
What could have been?
It is. See, you had a real meeting in L.A. You just lied to everybody about me in Milwaukee. That's the difference. Ain't going to say anything about another city. Either way, there is a situation there that I don't care. Because I'll tell you this. I see it through brown and orange colored glasses. I would be extreme. I'd be over the moon. I'd be almost like Tyrese Halliburton's father if my son were good at sports and good at football and got taken by the Cleveland Browns. I care very much about Anthony. I care very much about Owen. I have a feeling that Mace Dogg will be a good athlete. I have a feeling that, well, obviously we know that Owen's kids are good athletes. If somehow they ended up getting taken by the Cleveland Browns, I'd be overjoyed and over the moon. But if I were from where he is from, where if I were from Dallas, yeah, I'd be trepidatious. I'd be worried. I would try to look at it as a from a business standpoint, and I would try to look at it and say, all right, if my son is good, I know the Browns are a lot of things. They're not cheap. They will pay and probably overpay for my son's services. Like, if I look at it from a business standpoint, if we're just calling it what we are and taking our headphones off and telling the truth here to everybody, if I were to rank the teams I'd be upset with, number one would be Cincinnati. I'd be far happier if my son were taken by the Pittsburgh Steelers or Baltimore Ravens. I'd be far happier if he were taken by those teams than I would the Cincinnati Bengals. Because I know that if he, even if he is really, really good, it's going to be tooth and nail fighting like crazy. But I also know that if I only get blessed if I have the choice. And at that time when Deion allegedly said this about praying for the Giants, he thought he had a choice. They thought they had a choice. You get to day three in the fifth round, I'd be happy if anybody took my son.
Right.
I'd be happy if the Bengals took my son after what I just said. I'd be happy about the Browns, everybody. Things change. So I think they're probably just thankful that they didn't have to go through the embarrassment of falling out of the draft altogether. I think they're probably thankful for that, even though they would have their choice if they really wanted to. And now he's going to a place, and clearly he's trying to do some things here that is going to get the Browns fans on his side, where he's showing videos of them running up hills in the greater Cleveland area a couple of days after the draft.
I mean, think about this. Shador, it has been almost commonly now accepted that he failed these job interviews.
Yes.
That he failed it, that he didn't do the right work, the representation wasn't there, didn't know what he was getting himself into, which is crazy considering his dad. You'd think his dad would have the connections and being in the NFL and working in media around the NFL for many years. But now every day from here on out is a job interview with the Browns. Nothing is being gifted to him. And we can talk about his jersey sales and what a big deal that is. That's fine. But if the guy comes out and he can't draw plays, you know, during minicamp, right? If he is already considered just a fifth-round pick, maybe an elevated fifth-round pick because of where he's at, he has to know that every time he looks over his shoulder,
yeah,
they've got a guy that the Browns actually did have conviction on, a guy that was overdrafted by the Browns and Dylan Gabriel that the Browns feel better about than probably most of the NFL. So they used an asset that can at times be used on a quarterback that you really do fall in love with, and that was Dylan Gabriel. And yet Shador kept falling. He kept slipping. So every day, including yesterday at the gym downtown in the flats, okay, it's all part of the job interview now. And so he has to understand that, yeah, regardless of whether you want to be here or not.
Because even though he's a fifth, you were so right about that, because I know that he got drafted, but he's a fifth-round pick. That's part of the – he's actually re-interviewing with the Browns now as far as showing up to Browns Fit, which is owned by, what, a Cleveland Brown player? And David Njoku – doesn't David Njoku own part of that?
It's a licensing
thing. How's
that work?
Okay. I didn't know. Sorry, I thought that he was connected to it. I apologize. So there's a licensing there to it, clearly. He shows up in town. He's running the hills in town. He's excited about it. There's all this that's there for Shador Sanders. This is part of the interview. So you can roll your eyes all you want, but this is what he's trying to do to impart himself on Browns fans to show that, hey, I'm serious. I can do this here. I can actually play this game. What's been said about me over these last few months is totally untrue, totally unethical, and I'm going to show everybody here during the rookie minicamp and then during the offseason or during training camp and getting ready for the season. That's what he has to do. That's what he's tasked to do. So if these are the first steps, these are the logical first steps, because more of these stories are going to end up coming out. And Deion didn't want his son. Yeah, not a lot of dads who are outside of Cleveland want their sons taken by the Cleveland Browns.
I'm
it's
sure,
been 20 years
right.
of a little bit of fun, but a lot of futility.
I'm sure C.J. Stroud and his family, Houston wasn't the first pick they'd want to go. I'm sure Jaden Daniels and his family, I can guarantee you, nobody was thrilled if you had your pick of teams to go to Washington with all the turmoil and the end of the Snyder fiasco.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
It can work out. It can work out. And guys, any city in the NFL, it can work out, believe it or not. That's why people love the NFL, because they truly believe it can happen, and you see it happen in places.